Hi, I'm Tanya Prince, and I'm talking today with Emma Roberts, who is an EFT master and one of the organizers of the EFT Masterclass Conference 2010. And for anyone who doesn't know, the EFT Masterclass Conference is in its fifth year, and there's some really excellent presenters coming to the Masterclass Conference this year, which include Rupert Sheldrake, who is a leading edge scientist. We have authors bringing in science and EFT, and we have the EFT Master Sophia Cryer coming over to talk about her work with veterans. If anyone's aware of it, there's been a recently released DVD on the work with EFT and war veterans. So I'm going to welcome Emma, who's going to be talking about infertility, which is a serious problem that many people experience. So welcome, Emma.
Hi, Tanya.
Hiya. So maybe you could tell me a little bit about your work with infertility.
Absolutely. Well, I work alongside Emma Cannon, who runs a clinic called A Healthy Conception here in London. We've been working together for a long time now. Emma is an acupuncturist, and she'll be presenting alongside me actually at the masterclass. And she's also the author of the Baby Making Bible. And what we find is with her work with acupuncture, sometimes people go into sometimes people get very emotional when she's seeing them. And if she feels that there's an emotional block going on, Emma will send them to see me, and I'll work alongside her with EFT. Mm-hmm. And it seems to be very, very successful. And we also work alongside the medical field as well. We work with the hospitals like the Lister Hospital. And the results seem to be very encouraging on this. So that's kind of what we're going to be talking about at the masterclass, how we integrate this with mainstream medicine, and sort of some of the ways that people's emotions block them or seem to block them.
All right, because many people think that infertility is kind of a physical problem. What is your viewpoint on that?
Well, I come from a place that physical problems almost always, if not always, have emotional roots. And that if we can get to those and clear those, the body knows how to heal. And also the body knows how to conceive. I mean, it's passed down through generations of women, otherwise none of us would be here. So it's about kind of clearing the blocks to the body's wisdom. And I'm not going to say every single person has emotional blocks and that, you know, clear those and they'll conceive successfully, because that's not the case. And obviously there are physical things that are beyond the scope possibly of EFT, or indeed acupuncture, which is where the medical profession come in. But very, very often there are emotional blocks, very powerful ones. And there's a common thread there too. I mean, often we find that somebody's had a termination in their teens or early 20s, and there's kind of a guilt or a blame thing that's still hanging around from that. Also, issues with mothering. You need to look at relationships with the client's own mother. And their thoughts and feelings about motherhood, and also around relationships. You know, women on the whole, emotionally need successfully conceive when they are in a safe environment, a safe emotional environment, when they feel nurtured and it feels okay to bring a child in the world. I think at a very deep level that goes on for a lot of people, and it's about creating that environment.
Yeah, now you brought up a very interesting point then, which is about the relationship with a mother. Maybe you could extend upon this point, you know, what in a relationship with your mother could impact upon your fertility?
Well, what's your experience of being mothered for a start? You know, was it a positive experience? For many people it wasn't, actually, sadly. And would you like to step into your mother's shoes? Does it mean that you're going to become your mother and you'll behave the same way that she did, for instance? And obviously it doesn't, but there can be a kind of underlying thread or a belief that that's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. We're talking about kind of deep subconscious. I mean, I would never put that on somebody, but often it comes up. And also, I mean, I had one client, for instance, whose sister had been killed in a terrorist attack, and my client had witnessed her mother's grief, which was just, as I'm sure you can understand, absolutely soul-destroying, and it went on. She couldn't help her mother get out of this grief, and at some level, she made the decision that it's not safe to have children, because mm-hmm. she didn't want to go through that experience. And this, you know, this is not conscious thinking, but with the tapping, it seems to be that these thoughts or these insights just naturally emerge. And my job is really to just allow the safe space for that to happen.
Yeah, so with the tapping, you'd clear that out and the emotional stuff she holds around that?
Absolutely, and that particular client then went on to conceive very successfully naturally.
Mm-hmm. So maybe you could give us a typical example of what might be a root problem, you know, a more specific example of that.
Well, the most common one is terminations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very, very common. Even if people consciously think that they're fine, they've got over that, they've dealt with that. When you start working with EFT, I think you do go deeper into the subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
And other layers of emotions come up, which the clients won't have known are there. I mean, and that they're evidencing them. I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just watching and seeing what's going on for them and following their process. But guilt and self-blame and I don't deserve a baby, you know, for that reason is the, I think, the most common thing I come up against. And actually very easily cleared, very easily cleared.
Yeah, now the point being there that what you said is people don't always make that connection between something like that and their infertility. You know, yeah. I've certainly come across where people think they've resolved it. What would you, you know, because they're not feeling the emotion about it when they talk about it at this point in time, what would you say about that?
Well, I think that we do clear this stuff to a certain extent, just normally, and time obviously eases it. But when you start doing it in this particular field and you're tapping already, the tapping seems to bring up any extra layers that are there to clear. You know, it's often we can be talking 20 years later and people will dismiss it, and we do minimalize extreme trauma anyway. Mm. And I'm not saying that we're going hunting around for trauma and to create angst or anything, but just to see if there's an energetic component of that that's still running. And if it is, you know, people, it comes up with the tapping, and the relief afterwards for people is immense. But I'm not saying that, you know, this will, I hate the word cure anyway, but, you know, this will change fertility. I have no proof that this work will sort of make a difference, except that I do have a lot of very successful, you know, conceptions. My clients very often go on to get pregnant very easily and naturally. Not always.
Yeah, but what you're talking about there, if I just bring this point out, is you're talking about people who've had such difficulty becoming pregnant. So at the point that they see you, they've maybe had a lot of time where they not got pregnant. Then they come to see you and they're pregnant. And that's what you're saying, isn't it? You know,
mm-hmm. I am. I mean, not in every case, obviously, but yeah. But it does happen. And also, you know, they have a tool, they have something that they can do, because I'm not going to be there when they're waiting to see if their period comes, or when they're walking down the street and they see somebody pushing a pram, and these things that trigger people all the time. And it can become very obsessional, waiting for your period or wanting a baby. It can become all you can think about, which is, I completely understand. But people feel like their life has been taken over by this. And to give them a tool like EFT that they can just use when they're feeling these anxieties, just gently on themselves, makes a huge difference to people. Gives them some sense of control.
Yeah, because this is one of the I've met people who've had infertility issues and work with them, and certainly that point that you make about the huge stress they're under. So, you know, what you're saying is EFT is used just to help in a very type of ongoing basis for them, yeah? And that's part of your program.
Mm-hmm. Very practical, absolutely. Just something that they can take off and do. And likewise, Emma Cannon's book, which is quite a chunk on the EFT in, it's the same. I mean, she's got things, you know, practical tips, whereas, you know, foods to eat. Just everyday things that you can work into your plan to kind of support yourself through the process.
We also, I'm aware of something that you mentioned before, which I thought was a very interesting point. You're talking about cell phones and infertility. That's piqued my curiosity.
Oh, that's the boys.
Yes, but they do play a part.
How many men have their mobile phones in their jeans pocket? You know, and something very—I mean, this is Emma's discovery actually. Something as simple as just not carrying your phone there can make all the difference, because the radiation of a mobile phone seems to have an effect on sperm.
Uh huh.
So on sperm motility. So changing the position of where you keep your mobile, if you have to have a mobile, can be the only thing that needs to happen. I mean, you know, there are other lifestyle changes too that can support that. Obviously not drinking, no kind of, not smoking, heat, you know, loose clothes, that sort of thing. But mobile seems to be a kind of an obvious one that anybody can change.
All right, so really the talk you're giving at the masterclass is going to be a very extensive talk?
It's going to be it's going to be practical. It's going to be showing how, well, various areas that you can use EFT, and I hope to give a structure for people who are starting out in this field to kind of just what you need to be looking out for, what direction to go in, how to keep your clients safe, and when to refer on. You know, that's a very important piece too. You know, when do you suggest that maybe they need to go down the medical route?
Yep.
You know, there's all this thing about false hope, and you know, we have to be very, very careful here because we as practitioners can't make somebody pregnant. Some of us probably can, but not me. You know, it's about having enough knowledge and also common sense.
So you're going to be discussing all of that within your presentation, and your colleague's going to be bringing in her viewpoint as well. So it sounds like there's going to be a lot involved there.
I think it might be a bit busy. Yep.
All right. So maybe, you know, for anyone who is interested in coming to the masterclass or would like to see more about masterclass, where would you say they need to go?
The website is www.eftmasterclass.com.
All right. So if you say that again, just in case people haven't picked it up clearly enough.
I was just double checking. I got it right, actually. www.eftmasterclass.com.
All right. So like you said earlier on, or I think I said it actually, it's a really, really good event where there's a lot of energy and a lot of people who are bringing a lot of fresh ideas forward. So with that, thank you, Emma. Thank you for talking with me today.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.